It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future. Andrea Krauss joins us on the phone this morning. Oh, I tell you, I get John Stetson and Andrea Krauss to talk to this morning. I got the best gig on the planet. Howdy there, sunshine.
Hey, nice to talk to you, Lisa.
So, Winter Bike Week. Now, I was out with a buddy of mine on a trail. We took the dogs out for a little photo sesh and opportunity for them to play. And somebody came by on a fat tire bike. And this was not this past weekend, but the weekend before, when it was just around 20. So it was colder. And it still looked like they were really struggling to make their way through. They had a huge fat tire bike. It looked super cool, but it really seemed like it was an effort to get through the loose snow. We've had warm temperatures. We've had more snow. And now you're going, hey, everybody, bicycle. What's that about?
Well, you are right. There are some, it's a workout on a fat tire bike, especially on soft trails. We did a fat tire bike demo this past weekend at the Lake Superior Ice Festival as part of Winter Bike Week events. And there were lots of smiling faces as people came back from trying them out. But I'll tell you what, it will make you appreciate riding a mountain bike or a road bike or some other kind of more standard bicycle on a trail, on a road, like nothing else, because it's a lot of work to move those bikes through, but it is a blast. It's really soft and cushy.
Well, now, couldn't you ride, I mean, as someone like me who is a kind of trying to get back into bicycling and is still remembering the days of living in the flat Red River Valley with great fondness, because that was a great place to bike. There were no hills. Could you ride a fat tire bike on just a regular road and have this nice cushy ride?
Oh, absolutely.
But it's just not really sporting if you're adventurous.
There are different reasons for riding, and there are some really great advocacy groups that are promoting the trails and the recreational aspect. But a big piece of what we're doing at Zeitgeist is reminding people that bikes are great for commuting. This is a way to get around town on, the roads using bike lanes. And when there's not bike lanes, maybe there's some advocacy work we can do to help create safer infrastructure for bikers. But, there's about 10,000 eligible drivers who don't have cars in Duluth. A third of the people in the hillside don't have a vehicle in their household. And so a lot of folks rely on bicycles and walking as their main form of transportation to get groceries, to go to and from school or work. And so bike infrastructure and promoting biking in all seasons is not only a health move to keep us out and moving, connecting with our communities, but it also is important for just day-to-day living for a lot of people.
You know, when we were kids, you remember when you first learned to ride a bike and you finally were able to dump the training wheels if you had them, and that sense of autonomy that you could pick up and go whenever and wherever you wanted? I think we lose that when we get our driver's license.
That's such a good reminder. I can relate to that, that's for sure. And still to this day, when I hop on the bike, there feels like a whole different world of possibilities when you're self-propelled like that.
So we just have to kind of remind people, I'd think that something as simple, I don't have on my new used bike, I don't have yet anything to put groceries in. But I think that I would be more motivated at this point to take my bike if I was going someplace like the grocery store and I had a mission. But it's a really pretty small expense to outfit your bike, accommodate your bike, so that you've got what you need, whether it's a water bottle or some kind of a basket to put groceries or a small dog in, whatever it might be.
Yep.
It really doesn't take much.
It doesn't. And in fact, I've added a bike rack to, I've got two bicycles, and I've put a bike rack on both of them and some really simple bike bags. And they clip right on, and it makes it super easy to do errands around town. And in fact, that's one of the things we're encouraging people to do this week is if you have an errand that you typically would drive to, consider and try walking to that or biking to it just to give it a try. Now, winter biking might not be for everyone every day. And even some of the more hardcore bike commuters don't use their bike to commute every day. But if you can choose days that work for you where there's maybe bare pavement, you know, so you're not dealing with slush and ice to the same degree and the weather is, you know, decent for it.
So bike like crazy before Friday is what you're saying.
That's about it. Yeah,
like, or walk like crazy.
We're probably, anyone who's going outside these days is looking at that upcoming polar vortex and making plans, I think.
Oh, boy, no kidding. Yeah, yeah, definitely. But, well, you know, it is a little bit slushy, but if you have a fat tire bike or, you know, as you say, put on your Yak Tracks or whatever they are and walk to the store. Because think of all the things you can treat yourself with because of the calories that you will have just burned off.
That is a bonus. And, you know, there's something about connecting with your neighborhood, too, when you are moving through it as a pedestrian or a biker where you see things. Your neighborhoods become safer because more people are out and moving through it and interacting. We get to know each other a bit more. There's of course, the mental health benefits, too, of getting out and moving, which is so important these days. There's a lot of us who are dealing with isolation and other challenges. And so this Winter Bike Week has been different this year. We've had a lot more virtual events. We've had some in-person events that have been outdoors and safely distanced, but it's just great to be out and moving in our community, and it feels like a normal thing to do, which is a gift these days.
Are other communities, I mean, are they taking a page from our book on this? I would think that people across the country would say, if they can do this in Duluth, Minnesota in February, I can do it, you know, here in San Diego or, you know, wherever people live. Are they taking a page for our book? Should more communities be, you know, encouraging a winter bike week just for giggles?
Well, I'll tell you, I think we're actually taking a page from other communities' books more often than not with winter biking. We've got a fair amount of room for growth in our community with developing safe commuter routes for bikes and pedestrians. That's actually something that will be talked about at one of the upcoming virtual events tomorrow. But we've got a good start and a really strong community that loves being outside. Winter Bike Week only started a few years ago, 2016, and was inspired by communities like ours that were getting out and finding ways to help people be active and engaged in the winter. And my predecessor, Shauna, thought this would fit great for Duluth. This is who we are, too. And so she started it off with a Bikes and Bites, where people gathered up as a big bike group and went to two different restaurants and kind of ate at both places and ended at a skating rink and went skating. And the bikes were all decked out in lights, and it was a really fun community.
That's got, like, tons of potential. Obviously, of course, as soon as our restaurants are able to open up safely and we're able to do something like that again as a crowd, that sounds like a ton of fun. But just giving people options this year is so important because everybody's tired inside and out.
We were so happy with the turn. We had a kickoff to our Winter Bike Week was the Continental Commuters event at Continental Ski and Bike, where free bike tune-ups were offered. You're giving away kids' helmets. They even had the DTA, you know, the bus rack, the bike racks on the front of the bus. They had one of those set up so people could practice
putting their bicycle
into the rack without the pressure of all the
people staring at you. Yes.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's downhill to my job. You and I live in the same neighborhood. It's downhill to my job all the way. I'm not making it back up the hill. It isn't going to happen. Not at this juncture anyway. So I think, well, the bike rack. I could do the bike rack.
Yep, that's exactly my approach, Lisa. I love biking from our neighborhood, oftentimes down the hill to my destination, and then often I will take the bus back.
Yeah, because only...
It works really well.
Yeah, I just can't see any... I cannot see any circumstances under which I would want to tackle that hill on a bike, unless maybe the bike was being... pulled by a car or something. It was sitting on a trailer being pulled by a car. That's the only way I could see it happening. Andrea, this is great. And folks can find more information about Winter Bike Week where?
They can go to the Zeitgeist Community Facebook page. They can also go to zeitgeistarts.com. Winter Bike Week is the featured activity on our webpage right now, and it has all the events. I'll just mention today from 1 to 5, there will be an additional all-sport kids helmet giveaway at the Bike Cave, so kids can show up and get fitted and go home with a free helmet. And then we've got a few more virtual events coming up, including tonight, one about the Cross City Trail, tomorrow about pedestrian and bike planning, and on Friday it caps off with tips for winter biking, which maybe you and I can go to, Lisa, and get some tips and get out there and do a little more winter biking
on
together.
Friday the tip is going to be don't. On Friday the tip is nah, or the tip will be wait until it hits like 20 before you want to do the winter biking.
Give us time to prepare.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can bundle up, but have you ever seen like the Michelin Man on a bike? No, I don't think you have. So we'll just have to see.
That would be a very Duluth view.
It really would be. It truly would be. Andrea, thanks a million for joining us this morning. We'll get a link set up so folks can find those virtual events coming up. They can get more information. They can reach out and contact folks if they've got questions. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible with support from Heritage Window and Door, the Duluth Superior Supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors, and from the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.